Let's pick up Lorna in New York, and she's got a question about a friend who has some hiccups. Are you there, Lorna?
Yes, Dr. Marshall.
Okay, and how old is your friend?
Is it a 70s?
Yep, that doesn't surprise me. Well, you know, one of the popes had this problem years ago, and basically we know that when we see these hiccups going on, that we have low blood sugar, okay?
Okay.
And so usually what we're looking at here is a problem with liver, adrenals, or pancreas, okay? And when you get to 70, it could be all three. Most of the time, it's the adrenals, number one, liver, number two, and then pancreas, number three, most of the time, but not every time. Now, is your friend diabetic?
Yes, he is diabetic, He has hiccup from he was in the military as a teenager.
Yep.
And that's why he has got a discharge because of it.
Okay.
He has it all his life.
Well, what I would do here is figure out which one of these guys hasn't been working right for his whole life, okay? But he's definitely got a blood sugar issue.
Yeah.
And so this issue may have started in his teens. The first thing that I would always do in a case like this is get the digestion to track. So I would want him to take, how much does he weigh?
I would say about 2.5.
2.05?
Yes, something like
okay.
that.
So I'd use maybe 3 Quantum Digest with the meal, and maybe at his 70, I'd use about 6 HCL and 3 Activator end of meals. Now he should be able to digest his food really good. And then that may improve him dramatically. The next thing I'd be looking at is how does he sleep? Does he get 5 straight hours of sleep without waking for any reason? If so, the adrenals may be okay.
He seems to sleep pretty good.
All right. What about coffee? Does he drink much coffee?
Not much coffee, but he does drink coffee.
You ought to try to get him off that because that's going to hurt the adrenals. And so I'm going to assume there's no major injury there. So then the place I'm going to go is pancreas. And what I think would be the best for him to do, of course, is see a QRA practitioner who can test him from head to toe and make sure he has all the nutrients the body needs so it can heal and recover itself. If he can't travel or move well, what I would do is I'd try to get him onto heart nano detox.
Yes, he's on that now a month and a half.
Okay, now at his body weight, he should be on at least 6, maybe 7 teaspoons per day, mixed in at least 24 ounces of water, and he would sip this after breakfast.
Yes, he's doing that now.
Wonderful. Well, and if he gets on the digest and the HCL, if that is the issue at pancreas, then if the issue's resolved, the digest should prevent this from recurring, okay?
You know what, Dr. Marshall, he's on the digest something. But what happened, every time he eats, he has to go and throw it up. It's like the food won't go down.
Okay, he's got a stomach issue then. Okay, so he needs to make stomach complex as a tea. You'll need about 3 stomach complex emptied into a cup. And he does this before any food.
Yes.
And he'll, you know, just add boiling water, mix it, cover it, let it steep 10 minutes, drink it before he eats. Then if he takes the digestion, everything should be okay at that point. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, and give me a buzz after a couple months, after about a month or so, and let me know how he's doing, okay?
I'm sure we'll
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye
so
now.
Much.
You're welcome.